When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
$100 MBA Show, the business podcast. It's all about no fluff, just the good stuff with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is a guest teacher episode where we bring on a guest teacher to teach a lesson in their area of expertise. Today's guest teacher is Frank Bria. And Frank will be teaching us the four keys to scaling your business. Frank Bria is an entrepreneurial veteran and has become the go-to expert when it comes to scaling your business. Frank Bria is also the author of the popular book Scale, How to Grow Your Business by Working Less. So if you feel overworked, if profits are plateauing, if you want to take your business to the next level, then Frank's got a great lesson in store in today's lesson. I can't wait to get into it. So let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Braintree. Looking to set up payments for your business? Braintree gives your app or website a payment solution that accepts just about every payment method with one simple integration. Plus, they'll give you your first $50,000 in transactions completely fee-free. That's incredible. To learn more, go to BraintreePayments.com/MBA. Again, that's BraintreePayments.com/MBA. Frank Bria is not only the expert when it comes to scaling your business, he's also a sought-out public speaker and the host of the Six to Seven Figures podcast. I'm so happy and excited that we got Frank Bria on the $100 MBA Show because he knows his stuff when it comes to growing your business. At some point in your entrepreneurial journey, you're going to hit a plateau. There's only so much you can do alone. You're going to have to scale your business. You're going to have to grow your business. But how do you do that? Well, luckily, Frank is going to lay it out for you in today's lesson. He's going to give you the four keys to scaling your business. These are clear and precise instructions, so take them and run with them. I'll be back with my takeaways from the lesson, but without further ado, let me pass it on to Frank Bria. Take it away, Frank.
Hey, everybody. This is Frank Bria. Thanks so much for joining me today. And today, I'm going to be talking with you about scaling your business. So, shall we get to it? All right. There's two things I want to focus on today. Number one, I want to walk you through the symptoms of how you can recognize when it's time for you to scale. And then I'm going to give you the four keys to scaling your business. All right. How do you know it's time to scale? So there's really three things that you might be experiencing in your business that let you know it's time to scale. Now, you might actually experience more than one of these, but each of these is a symptom of the underlying problem that you are becoming the bottleneck in your own business. So the first symptom you might experience is that you have hit a revenue barrier that you can't break through. Okay? Your income has capped out. Now, it may be that you're continuing to push your business further, do more, sell more, but that it's costing you as much, if not more, to get that new business in the door. And so the end result is that you're never actually bringing home more money. In fact, I know a lot of businesses that are doing seven figures of revenue, but the owner's taking home none of it because they can't scale what they're doing. And so every new dollar that comes in costs them a dollar or sometimes more. So that's one symptom. A second symptom you might be experiencing is that you are exhausted. You have no time left. You're maxed out. You have to take your phone with you everywhere. You can't go on vacation. Heaven forbid you should be out of the office for more than a couple of days. Your friends, your family, your hobbies have all taken a backseat to your business. That's another symptom that you may need to scale. And the third symptom, which most people don't think is a symptom that you need to scale, but it actually is the feast or famine roller coaster of income. So if you have a couple of good months, a couple of bad months, a few of those months you're just doing great, bringing in the money, servicing clients, having fun, and then suddenly disaster strikes. And oftentimes it feels like it's all happening at once. You suddenly have no clients, you suddenly have no leads, and you have to start from scratch. And so you spend another couple of months clawing your way back, but you end up the same place that you were before. And so you're not really making any forward progress. All you're doing is you're experiencing this ebb and flow, this feast or famine. Now, some people think that that's not a symptom that they need to scale, but it really is, because you are not spending your time doing sales and marketing on a regular basis. You're spending your time servicing clients. And so you're still the bottleneck. Many people believe, mistakenly, that they can grow their way out of this. If they just had enough money coming in, they'd be able to power through the lean months. But in fact, the opposite happens. The more you grow, the more you have to take on fixed expenses in your business, and those downturns become dangerous. In fact, they can become fatal to your business. This is what happens when companies grow faster than they can handle because the processes aren't ready and they actually crash. So if you're suffering from one of these three symptoms, it's time to scale. Let's talk now about the four keys to scaling your business. The first is to have a scalable concept. Now, this seems like a no-brainer, but actually for service-based businesses, it often requires you to change your thinking a little bit to create a scalable service. That means productizing your service. That means creating intellectual property out of that service, or potentially creating product that actually does the service for you. So you have to think about what you're doing today and whether or not you're going to be able to make something scalable out of it. There are very few business models that you can't make it work eventually. You know, actors, for example, are a business that's tough to scale, right? I mean, if you're Tom Cruise, you're Tom Cruise. Can't really get someone to be Tom Cruise for you. But if you have a business which is about your expertise, you can productize the expertise. It doesn't necessarily have to be you, but you do have to think that through. The second is to create a business model which is going to give you stable, diverse, and recurring revenue. Let me hit each one of those pieces really quickly. Stable revenue is revenue that's going to come in on a regular basis without seasonal highs and lows. It's very difficult to scale a seasonal business. You probably will have to find something to fill in the gaps. And so oftentimes you'll find something else to sell during the off periods, or you'll find something else to do with the raw materials you have during those off periods. You want to create diverse revenue. That means revenue that's not overly concentrated in one customer or one sector. Because if there's a problem, you're going to be overly suffering that problem. If you have a client that takes up more than, say, 10% of your revenue, if they decide to go away, you're in trouble. So diverse sources of revenue is important to scale. And finally, recurring revenue. Scalable businesses are able to generate recurring revenue. It's not just a one-time project fee. There are things that come in over time. And so you may need to think about your pricing models, the products that you offer, and how you collect on that contract so that you're creating a recurring revenue stream. The third key to scale is market automation. One of the reasons why people suffer feast and famine is because people take their eye off the sales and marketing ball for a while, and therefore have to start all over again from scratch when the pipeline dries up. And scalable businesses create automation so that they have a consistent flow of ideal prospects coming into some kind of a marketing process or funnel. Marketing automation isn't so much a template. It's not like you're going to go copy somebody's Infusionsoft template, although there are good ones out there. This is more of a concept that's focused on two core principles: having a behavioral framework to to understand how your prospects act as they get to know you, and having the technology to execute on that framework. So it's all about behavioral analysis and understanding how your prospect behaves, how they feel as they start to get to know you and decide to buy your product, and then have technology which measures that behavior and reacts to it. The fourth key to scale are processes, and there are a lot of processes in your business, but the three most important ones are the process that's required to prepare your product, the process that's required to deliver your product, and the process that's required to service your customers. And if you look at those processes and map them out, you'll be able to assign people to them, get staff in to help you, and pull yourself out of the process. Your goal is to essentially fire yourself from that entire experience. So, just to recap, what did we cover? Three symptoms that your business needs to scale. One, you can't break through a revenue barrier. Two, you've got no time left. Three, it's feast or famine income. And the four keys to scale are: one, you have to have a scalable concept, something that is beyond your own personal expertise or personality. Two, a business model that creates stable, diverse, and recurring revenue. Three, marketing automation that brings people in on a regular basis. And four, scalable processes, especially the ones focused around the creation, the delivery, and the servicing of your product or service. All right, guys, this was Frank Bria. It was great to talk with you about this. If you want to continue learning more about this, I have a free video series where you can actually learn about these things in great detail. If you go to frankbria.com/scale, then you'll be able to get that free video course. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by the Pro Job Network. If you're a small business owner, you can do 1,000 things to get a great new hire. Or you could do one. Post with Pro Job Network. Just one click posts your ad to over 40 different job sites. It would probably take you forever to do that. And even then, you wouldn't get the preferred placement that you'll get from Pro Job Network. In about a day, you'll have a list of qualified local candidates to choose from. Because Pro Job Network will place your job in front of qualified candidates who've asked to hear about specific opportunities like yours. How great is that? You'll save time, you'll save money, and you'll find good people. Go ahead, try Pro Job Network free for 1 week by visiting tryprojob.com/MBA. That's tryprojob.com/MBA. Post it, hire genius. Try it for free at tryprojob.com/MBA. Woo! Frank just dropped a whole bunch of knowledge on us. That was a great lesson by Frank Bria. What I loved about his lesson was his honesty. He starts out with the symptoms of when you know you need to scale. And he's just honest with you, tells you if these things are happening, if you're seeing these things in your day-to-day, you need to start thinking about growing your business. But then he also talks about what certain situations where scaling is going to be difficult. What types of businesses are hard to scale? So if you're in the beginning stages of building your business, you need to consider these things. You want to make sure you build a business that is scalable, that will allow you to remove your personal time from the equation as much as possible. Now, I know this is not possible for some business models. He talked about actors. This could be applicable to videographers or photographers. But for most businesses, you can do that. And even photographers and videographers can productize, as Frank said, their business. They can create products, packages. If you loved Frank Bria's episode as much as I did, let him know on Twitter. Give him some love on Twitter. His handle's at Frank Bria. That's Bria. If you want to learn more about Frank Bria, his work, and how to scale your business, head on over to frankbria.com. Over there on his site, he has a really cool free 5-day scale video course and workbook. Check it out. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. We love these guest teacher lessons, and we hope you love them too, but we want to hear from you. Let me know on Twitter. My handle is BizRepublic. Let us know what are some guest teachers you would love to see on the $100 MBA Show. What do you want to learn from them? We'll do our best to get them on the show and teach you the lesson you're looking for. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode, but before I leave you, I want to leave you with this. Sometimes it's hard to think about how to scale your business when you're in the midst of it, when you're in the day-to-day, when you're just busy trying to get things done and tick boxes. It's kind of hard to think of building when you're putting out fires, right? So I recommend you take on Frank's advice and start thinking about scaling your business when you've stepped away from your business a little bit, maybe on a weekend or a trip, or even just a break. Step away from your office, maybe go outdoors, go to a park, sit on a park bench, step away from all the distractions of the day-to-day of the business, and start thinking about the first steps that you can take to scale your business. All right, guys, thanks again for listening to the $100 MBA Show. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.